Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not the somersault. All right, that was Wes Durham on the call along with Dave Archer, producer extraordinaire Bo Morgan up there with those guys in Philadelphia as the Falcons beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football 22-21. We talked a lot about Kirk Cousins and his health and executing the game-winning drive. All that stuff is incredible, but the run game, right? Got to show some love to those guys as well. 152 rushing yards on the evening for Atlanta.
Yeah, Tiff. It starts up front, Michael P, with Jake Matthews, Bergeron, Dahlman, Lindstrom, and McGarry.
Shout out to Bijan for trying to remember all their names in the post-game presser as well.
He was trying.
He gave it all he had.
He could have did a Shador, you know, brought everybody up there behind him at the press conference.
I'd tell you, Tiff, it was hilarious because he was remembering him and Arch just started naming them off together because we had Bijan right out. I mean, he was still in full. The only thing he was missing was his helmet.
Yeah.
And I thought Caleb McGarry had a good bounce back game. Give Bijan some credit too because he did a good job. Nolan Smith might have checked his drawers after Bijan put him on his butt last night in a chip block. But to your point, Tiff, they did a phenomenal job of creasing all those Georgia Bulldogs that we hear so much about that we should have all drafted in Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. They just absolutely gashed them last night, Mike.
Well, I wasn't going to be out for blood like that. I mean,
I'm always out for blood, baby.
And here's the thing. Those are quality players, but when you look at the type of role they play in that defense, this kind of offense is their nightmare because it asks you to play side to side and it asks you to chase down fast guys. They're not running right at you. They're not taking on double teams on power plays in the A-gap. The Falcons are going sideline to sideline, and they're asking you to kind of skate down the line of scrimmage. And it became very apparent early in the second half that Jordan Davis was absolutely gassed and was kind of saving some in the tank the way they approached those plays. But hats off to that offensive line up front. I thought Matthew Bergeron had a big bounce back game. I did not think he played extremely well last week, but he answered the call. And we wondered how a guy like Drew Dahlman would look against this interior. I thought he played great. So yeah, hats off to those guys up front for establishing that early.
And there was a lot of complaints last week, Tiff, about Tyler Allgeier only getting 3 carries. The last night, the carries between Bijan and Tyler Allgeier was 14 for Bijan, 9 for Tyler. I thought that Zach Robinson did a good job getting both of them involved.
I have a question. Where does Jesse Bates rank when it comes to free agent pickups?
It is way up there, and especially Terry Fontenot's best, I would say. So far as a GM, it's up there, Tiff.
I mean, the league-wide, like,
that was
the difference he's made from coming here immediately in the first season last year and then obviously coming up with a critical interception last night is huge.
Yeah, and you can't say enough about the things he does. The touchdown that Devontae Smith got up in the back of the end zone, him and Justin Simmons were right there. They immediately start talking. I don't know if the camera showed this, but I'm watching them because I'm got my field goggles, right, because I'm spotting for Wes, and I'm watching these guys talk. They weren't yelling anything. They were discussing. It was a meeting of great safety minds. You mentioned the interception. I'm going to take you up. I don't know exactly when it was in the game. I think it was the start of the third quarter, guys, when we go down and score the field goal. Then they come back, and they kick a field goal, right, and went back ahead 10-9. Jesse Bates makes a play on the ball at Devontae Smith at the goal line, and he closes and rakes that ball away.
Yeah,
that is as big of a play in this game as any defensive play made, right?
Yeah,
because
I agree.
That keeps it to a field goal. That's a touchdown without that play.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And he punches that out, and you're talking about a touchdown that Devontae Smith has two hands on that Jesse Bates is able to kind of rake out of there and get away. So massive kudos to him. Just a timely approach, as always, for Jesse Bates. And I'm with you. Massive free agent signing in terms of what he brings to this organization.
and contributing in the biggest way to a Falcons victory. So overall, you can say happy probably on both sides of the ball in that Falcons win against the Eagles. Let's take a listen to the head coach, Raheem Morris, with Dave Archer.
The things that happen behind the scenes that I'm lucky enough to see, I'm standing there, and that's one of our I honestly don't know what I think he maybe a quality control coach. I've seen he does something with our equipment. So I don't know. He's been around for a while, but he's coming back off the field with something, and you've got the owner standing right there watching the interview. And as soon as he screams, "Yeah!" and jumps over the railing and goes around, Mr. Plain goes, who's that? And it was just one of those moments, and there's very few of those moments you can actually, Tiff, as you know, you can talk about. But that meant a lot to Raheem Morris last night. And this is a guy that's won games as a head coach in the NFL, but that meant a lot to him. You could see the look on his face when he came out to visit with Arch. That meant a lot last night, that win and that game ball. And he was still carrying that game ball, by the way.
As he should be. I appreciated him calling Kirk Cousins Kirko. He's the right mix of, and hopefully he doesn't hear this, but, you know, he's obviously an older guy, but not old, right? Mm-hmm. So it's still keeping that youthfulness. Like, it's that fun aspect of him that I think a lot of the players appeal to. And that's why a lot of folks in media enjoy talking to him, too.
Yeah, he keeps it young, keeps it fresh, kind of. You know, him and I, he reminds me of me a little bit. He's getting up there in age like I am, But he's still, you
don't
know,
take people down,
he's still got the lingo. Is he 48, right?
I think he's a year or two younger than that.
But real quick, while you're looking it up, let's shout out Darnell Mooney, guys, because this was a signing that a lot of people wanted to kind of criticize, it, I felt like, and say, why are you giving money to this guy? That was a guy Kirk wanted.
That he wanted on the team, yeah.
And he had three of the biggest catches last night. Two on that drive, a big chunk plays, and that touchdown in the third quarter. Darnell Mooney had three catches for 88 yards. He showed why they went out and signed him to be opposite number two, opposite Drake.
Yeah, and I think there was times in the first half where he definitely became frustrated, a little bit flustered with what his role was in this offense. But, Bo, to kind of add to that, I mean, the catches are huge in the second half. Did anybody else notice the times that he got motioned into the backfield and lined up in shotgun next to Kirk? So he didn't catch the ball in those plays. And all I can think moving forward is, what can they do out of that kind of formation? So he's going to become more and more involved in what they're trying to do. But I thought he did a good job of staying focused throughout the game, so that when his number was called, he was able to step up.
A big difference between week one and week two. Just how did the Falcons improve? We'll discuss. And how good can this defense be? That and more. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.